Yeah, these parties keep getting better and better. How do you do it? I mean, the food, the drink, the glitz, the glamour, it's tremendous. You've outdone yourself. Ah. Of course, your father would have you betrothed to the Lady Laval. Oh, please, I know your true heart, Pierre. You're a bad liar, you and her. Ce n'est pas possible. Two totally different people. You and your preferences, the hunting, the shooting, the gamesmanship. I hear she quite objects. What? You would rather her go around with a blindfold whilst you try to get your red deer? Please. Anyone else take your eye tonight? No? Well, don't despair. We will find you your girl. Ah, duty calls. Mademoiselle, this dance is on me. Lady Orleans, I know we have not met much before, but I wanted to introduce myself properly. Your father states you have been most unfortunate at these dances in the past. No, he is telling tales. You don't want to say, okay, not a problem. Let's change the topic. How have you enjoyed the evening so far? Great, yes, yes. Did you see Thierry Sabran slip on the pheasant? The carrots went flying into the air and nearly hit the queen in the face. I'm not surprised you've had the attention. You look radiant tonight, if I do say so myself. You think my dancing is bad? When's the last time you laid down with a man, or a woman, anyone for that matter? Such a blue, stressed cow. Oh, nothing. Nothing at all, my lady. Well, lovely to meet you. Enjoy the rest of the ball. Merci, merci. Wine. S'il vous plaît, something to drown the memory of the last few minutes. Super. Ah, Serge. Yes, good to see you. How are you doing? Fantastic. This evening it is so extravagant, so lavish. How many of these balls will the king and Pierre throw? How much can we afford? Do you not worry sometimes? The expense, the pomp. What does the rest of France believe about this? I hear rumblings, rumors. The sans-culottes, the bourgeoisie, they are not happy. You know the Marquis de Lafayette's thoughts on the matter. Do you argue they never will be? Well, I hope we can maintain peace before the end of the year. I don't like these types of dissent we have seen. It can often lead to much worse things. Peace. Oh, that who saw? I don't know what the lady's problem was tonight. Her mind was completely occupied with being mean-spirited. She should be thankful she caught me on a pleasant day. I can be far more vicious with my own insults. Well, you know my story. I've never found the one. Mon amour, ma chérie, my light, my guiding star. Who knows? Only destiny will tell. Serge. You see the girl in the distance, just beyond the far painting, near to the kitchens. No, not Miss Sherard, further. She takes my eye wherever she walks. What do you mean? She's stunning. How is she a servant? The illegitimate child of a chevalier. Such nonsense. So she is wronged at birth and thrust into servitude? You do not share such sentiments, surely, Serge. I take heed of your warning, and thank you, my friend. You know I place great merit on all of your words and guidance, but I will speak to this woman and hear no other warning of it. Yes, yes. Enjoy, Serge. Till later. Madam. Yes, you. You can leave your dishes and your clearing work for a few moments. Who is your superior? He couldn't mind his business for 2 seconds. I want to have a word with you. I don't want to scare you. That is the furthest thing from my intentions. I have some questions. Many questions. My curiosity led me to you. I just want to speak to you. I've never seen you at these gatherings before. Dupuis, good to see you as always. Mon bon ami, haha. I wanted to speak with your girl here. I've never seen her before. Do not know the first thing about her. It is a little strange for me, someone so familiar with all the guests, the servants. I've never seen her once at these events. I'd like to know who is working at the balls. You know my eye for detail. What am I doing? What I want to. If you have a problem with it, please speak up now. But you won't. Because you won't trifle with me ever again. And if you get in the way of what I want ever again, I will finish you. Is that clear? Danger? C'est dangereux. Oh, you don't say, Dupuis, ever so perceptive. Maybe you will consider the dangers of sleeping around with the Queen's cousins, without His Majesty's knowledge, underage girls. If word of that were to slip. Get out of my way, you idiot. Where the hell is she? Pardon me. Excuse me. Coming. Please move. Move, please. Pardon. Thank you. Hey! Sweet thing! You are not in danger! A word! is all. Fuck, where does this end? You're going to make me run through the whole labyrinth to know more about you? So be it. You don't have to run from me! Know that I am not like the cruel man who takes charge of your station. Listen. I do not mean to startle you. I come in peace. No malintent, no violence, no harm to you. I merely saw you at the ball, and I wanted to meet you. If that is what you want, I shall leave you alone, but your eyes, they do not lie. You haven't stopped looking at me since you saw me from across the ball. I can't stop looking at you, too. You can't talk to me. Who said that? Well, I'm telling you now. You can talk to me. Who are you really? You are no ordinary servant girl. Your mother? The kitchens, right. Your father? You do not know? Your mother never told you. The man who was in charge of the estate at the time. The Chevalier. The Hugos. Oh my God. What is this? Mark on your wrist. Dupuis. I will kill that man before he can get his breath out. Only on your wishes I shall not attack him. It's the least I can do. If I can get you a free shot on his private parts, I shall. It's nice to hear you laugh. You can say anything you want with me. Any joke, any topic. I do not mind it in the slightest. I'm not going to pretend your looks didn't catch my eye at first, but there is so much more to a person than that. I want to see all of you. What do you want to be? I can see in you so much more than just being chattel for Dupuis to abuse. I don't want you to waste yourself slaving away for a cruel system. Have you ever met a man like me before? Yes. In a dream? Tell me of your dream, darling. You are trapped in a maze. Running from danger. And a man. A prince, he comes to rescue you. In regal attire. And he is big. Protective. It makes you feel safe next to him. What happens next? Is it something like this? No. Well, a good plot twist is always appreciated. We can write a new part to your dream. Shy, I know this must feel unreal to you, but you have nothing to fear. Same from you. Yes, burning passion. Have marshaled the troops to find you. We must leave separately. There is a secret path back to the palace through this tunnel here. It will take you back to a room a few corridors away from the main hall. Find your way from there, my sweet. Listen. Listen close. Shh. He cannot stop what he tries to forbid, my flower. What the entire ancient regime tries to prevent. We will meet again. I promise you. I will find you again and we will talk more. Till then, I bid you goodbye and keep me in your thoughts.